Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freakos, welcome back. Love the fact that you are joining us and sharing the podcast. Very much appreciated. So it's Matt and Ramona, Squatch, Eric Kelly, that we're all here for the podcast. A couple things we're going to get to today, I hope. We'll see. Board games and the competitive nature of one Ramona Holloway, perhaps.
Hello? Who, if you're not competitive on board games, why do you play?
Retweet!
I'll get to it.
If you're not trying to destroy people in Monopoly, why are you playing?
It's literally the name of the game is to own it.
We will get to it soon. Checkers or Candyland, I'm going all in.
That's not our first one, Miss Vicious.
Okay.
First, we're starting with PDA. Are you going all in on that?
Yes.
No.
Wait,
no.
What?
Are you big on PDA?
Yeah.
Are you making out in restaurants and bars and parks and stuff?
I'm probably doing more than that. No, I'm a PDA person.
But are you okay with seeing it happen?
Yeah.
How about you like Squatch?
So if I was in here making out with some dude, you'd be sitting over there like, aw.
I wouldn't be all, but I'm like, okay, that's a business. Like, is she? Like
go this, for it. Huh?
You know,
I'll
do
tell
what you gotta
go to a private place. I'm not making out with nobody in a public place.
It makes you uncomfortable by seeing it too, right?
Not uncomfortable. In my head, I'm just like, can y'all go somewhere else with that? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
If you see Eric strolling around Carowinds, he's definitely that dude with his hand in the back pocket of his boo.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And vice versa.
Okay. Front pocket. He's going front pocket.
And if you guys are dressed alike,
Whoa. PDA and dressing alike are two different things.
It's a slippery slope, sir.
It's a very slippery slope. But you're not going to see us in matching windbreakers with members only jackets on.
Not yet.
Not doing it.
You keep doing the PDA. That's what's next.
That's just next.
Y'all didn't catch Matt's joke just now?
What'd he say?
What I said, he's probably hitting his front pocket. That one.
Oh, wow.
I missed that.
Wow, yeah. Me too.
I'm kind of glad I missed it.
It's not like I haven't done that before.
No, thank you for bringing it to our attention, Squatch.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, there's no pocket. It cut it out.
Are you done?
What is it about this PDA that makes us uncomfortable besides your jokes?
Okay. The least of it is the staring at a partner, 12%. Yeah. I mean,
gazing, I don't have a problem. You can gaze into each other's eyes all you want.
Peck on the lips. That's
peck on
low.
The lips? Yeah, no biggie.
Proposing marriage in a public place, 26%.
That is adorable. No. I'm here for that.
Never do it unless you know. Never do it. calling a partner by a pet name depends what that pet name is.
Right.
Right.
I mean, dear or honey and stuff like that. That's
sweetie,
fine.
Sweetie, babe.
If it's something, you know.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
Don't do it. That I am not.
Like,
okay.
If you're like a honey bear person, you know.
Right. Or you're like, Ramona's jamming to some tunes. If you're a person, like if you also, I don't want you calling your wife, hey, mommy, can you get me a beer or something like that? Or the woman saying,
oh, my gosh, I knew this girl years ago and she and her husband were that couple and they liked to flaunt being that couple. Mm-hmm. So she would talk to him and her baby for some times and ask him what he wanted.
Oh, God.
And she would always talk about,
well, baby,
you know, the guys are going out tonight. Remember, you have to come home and mark a notch off on your coochie card.
Geez, no one
and it would
that.
Be like, oh, I no know, one. I know you guys
no.
do it a lot,
no it.
And
wait.
You still crave each other.
Oh, no. What type of card?
Her coochie card. She was always talking about when he would get to punch
you
her coochie card.
No, man.
It was like, oh,
talk about it's doing it all the time.
And you know, you tolerate it because you know that's just who they are.
I wouldn't tolerate.
But it it got to be too much.
Like, I wouldn't tolerate it, man. I wouldn't tolerate it.
And I kept asking myself, like, am I jealous? Like, is my problem that I'm jealous? And then I realized, no.
You're disgusting.
I'm just done.
Yeah.
I'm just done. I'm over it.
I can't be your friend. I'm not your friend. I'm totally dropping you.
You're not going to break up a friendship.
No,
like,
I am.
One more coochie card mention, and I'm gone.
Well, I mean, if she
was
my friend.
No more friendship.
If she was my friend, yes. If he is my friend. I probably won't break it up, but I'll make fun of him for having a crazy-ass girlfriend or wife. But I'm not.
But we call it that?
That's
like,
disgusting.
That's a term?
That was her term.
That's
not
making me uncomfortable
not
right
we
now.
Not we calling it. That was her term.
Okay.
Also, above it on that list was is the old sitting on someone's lap.
Mm.
Yeah, like, that can be. It's just that is all situational. You know, that's.
Okay, explain.
Like, you're at work. I don't want you sitting on your boyfriend's lap. Or you're
working. The men's club?
Or your church, maybe. Or so I don't go
no,
to church.
No, that but, doesn't. Get back to Sunday school. That's not even a thing.
I don't even like it like a family function.
At a family function, if there's a shortage of seats. You can sit on your sig other's lap. But, no biggie. I'll give you a pass for that.
I do not want to see my daughter's 15. Eventually, she's going to have somebody in her life, probably. The thought of her sitting on someone's lap in front of me is so disturbing. I can't even take it.
I'll make sure she knows
actually,
that.
Actually, I have an aunt that still does that, and she aggravates the pure piss out of me.
She sits on her husband's
lap? Yes. They are 40-something. They've been together for forever. They have a kid together. Mm. And at every family function, it's, my man needs this and my man needs that.
I don't like that.
And she's like, I'll fix my man a plate, and then she'll feed it to him. I'll be like, this man is 6'4", 6'5", a good 280 to 300 pounds, and she's like...
Very capable of getting his own plate.
His own food!
And you're not that big if someone's...
Now, I do understand in some families that the fixing of the plate is a tradition. The fixing of the plate is...
Yeah, it was also a tradition.
A special
women didn't
thing.
Vote. We got past it.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Thank you!
That's
Thank
too.
Okay. You!
You are not wrong.
Because we cut that off a long time ago.
Because I'm telling you right
mine.
Now, the minute you look at me like... I need to fix your plate.
You better get up.
You're going to be hungry.
Right.
You're going to be really, really hungry, sir.
And we know that woman, he eats without her feeding him because you don't get to 300 if someone's feeding you. They get tired. They're damn tired. They fed you up to 300 pounds. So he's obviously getting his food at some point on his own.
Exactly.
So do it. He got holding a partner's hand.
Holding the hand is huge. I love holding hands.
Can't believe it's that
with
much.
With the right person. Now, if you're with a dude who you're kind of, I'm not so sure about this. I will fish in my purse. I will adjust my hair and necklace, and I will do anything, pockets, anything to keep from holding this man's hand in public.
Well, right. What I don't get is why more people find it uncomfortable to see somebody holding a partner's hand than touching a partner's behind.
I guess because technically you're not any. Anytime you look at somebody, you're not looking at the behind of them. You're only looking at the front of them.
And maybe it's just a quick something or something.
Yeah, well, I always do that. Like, if I'm not tapping you on the butt, that means I don't like you. As a boyfriend, if I don't tap you on the butt every time we walk out of a restaurant, every time we walk out the house, I open your car door, any of that. If I'm not tapping that, guess what? I don't like you.
You ain't tapping that. Ain't tapping that.
I'm tapping that. Retweet.
Wow. Really?
Really. It is a sign
is it
of affection.
Like a smack?
No, or? It's just a light bump. You know, just hit the butt.
My
butt
wife
right
likes
there.
To smack me sometimes because she knows that I hate it. I have very sensitive buttocks.
Is this stuff we need to know? Like, I feel like we've crossed several lines here.
What are we going
to do? I really don't want to be on the inside.
Okay, all right.
Like, this is a time when I want to be left out.
Okay. How about baby talk? The baby voice is
disgusting.
Can I take it to a famous place? It was the thing, or I'll say the main thing, that drove me crazy about Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. Because when she was sick, lamb. it drove me nuts.
Why do you think he did crack?
Stop. That did not drive him to addiction, but
He's
it didn't help him.
I got to go to a prostitution place and get some crack because my wife's talking in baby talk.
That's not right. You're very wrong.
It is wrong, but I think I might turn to it if Amy started. There you go. Now the thing about the games. Because I know that you are all in on the competitive nature of board games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there was
I'm scared. I can't. I want a big game night.
Can I come?
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
A huge board game fan.
I love games.
Well, 20% of people have banned a board game, a specific board game, because it's the problem at game night.
Mm.
Monopoly, the most debated and most forbidden board game of all time.
I'm telling you.
It makes sense.
I have seen... some relationships strained by Monopoly.
I think the problem is it goes on so long that, of course, you're going to get on each other's nerves.
And then there's a lot of trash talking in my world.
Oh, yeah, of you. You're the one, but nobody else.
No, hold on.
My whole family does not do games without that's a part of the game experience.
Right.
You know what else is second most banned is Uno.
Yep, yeah, makes sense. But that's because there's so many variations of rules.
Yeah.
You can't go into somebody's, like, there's house rules and there's the actual Uno rules. Like, people cuss out Uno on Twitter when they say, these are the rules. And they're like, no, it's not. How are you going to tell the makers of Uno?
You get a two-tile, like, you have to pick two cards. Do you get to play then? Or are you done?
Exactly. Yeah, but so the rule is, like, if you draw two and you're the person that has to draw two, your turn is skipped. You're only supposed to draw two. Those are the official rules.
Yeah. Some people try to say you get to play.
Exactly.
And well, also, you, when you can't find a match and you don't have a matching card, you keep drawing till you get one.
Oh, my God. Or just draw one that and playing train, if you know what that is.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, it's just, okay. Oh, let's play train. So either the train is if you have the same number with the same colors on it, or if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can put all of those down.
I've never heard of that before.
I'm telling you, so many different variations.
The other band games,
suggesting something like that could possibly start a fist fight.
It does. I've seen it before.
It could go to blows.
Jumping over the lunch table because you can't do that. Yes, I can. Bam, 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 bam. Okay.
I can see why Sorry is banned because...
Favorite board game ever.
You get to knock people out, and they're probably like, why are you picking on me?
Yeah, no, for real. People you be like, and throw your little piece across the board or across the room. You're like, oh, dog, so you just going to knock my little piece off the board? Now we got to throw hands.
There's Scrabble on the list.
Yeah, and Scrabble.
And Jenga's on the list.
Jenga?
Well, that's because I think
they only got one rule.
But yeah, but some people...
Some people don't let you tap it. Like, I play where you can... Once you touch it, you have to...
Move it.
Move that piece. That's the piece. You can't tap several of them to see which one you want.
So that gets,
whatever one you touch is the one you take.
Yeah, so people get crazy over that. What else did I have about board games that will amaze you all?
Is Trouble not on this list?
No, Trouble is not on the list.
Okay.
11% of the people surveyed said they saw a physical fight break out on board on game night.
The funny thing is, I am... in the process of planning a virtual games night with some friends in Pennsylvania. And one of those friends is a rule stickler and also challenges everything all the time.
Oh, gotcha.
So she is the one who's most likely to take a fun games night and turn it into a bloodthirsty war.
You're very aware it's going to be, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I have already claimed her
as not my partner.
Is she aware of her reputation? Or do people not tell her?
No one is.
Some people
anything.
Know and they still don't back off.
It won't do any good.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to the point where everybody's like, here we go again, you know, you're just over it.
And I do say that it's very hard to.
But she will turn on her partner in a heartbeat. Like, oh my God, I can't believe the clue I gave you was.
Oh, one of those. Oh, okay.
Ronald Reagan was the clue. How could you not think monkey? And you're like, but
what?
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
She'll turn on her partner like,
you're
dumb.
I know what
like,
you mean.
We should have had that point. And you're like, I'm sorry. I'm a loser.
Real not good for your self-esteem with her. I get those people too. I'll tell you what, another thing. It's not on here, but if you are trying to teach a new game, you better have a firm understanding of it. It's not like you're sorting through the instructions while you're trying to teach it. It never goes well.
And if you are teaching and you have a newbie, it's about fun. It's about...
Oh, yes. Give them a break.
About giving that person an opportunity to learn the game and see why you enjoy it so much.
Yep.
If you're beating them up, they're not going to enjoy it.
And they're not going to be back. They're going to leave. Thank you. Share this podcast with all your board playing game friends. Also comment on the Matt Ramona Facebook page or Ramona Holloway or Matt Harris or Eric Kelly II or whatever. We'd love to hear from you and rate and comment, and we'll talk soon.